This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Russian police have issued a strong warning against participating in protests planned for Sunday to call for the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny, the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The warning comes amid detentions of Navalny's associates and opposition journalists and a police plan to restrict movement in the center of Moscow on Sunday. Navalny was arrested January 17th after flying back to Russia from Germany, where he had spent 5 months recovering from nerve agent poisoning. His detention sparked nationwide protests 1 week ago in about 100 cities. Nearly 4,000 people were reported arrested. German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Saturday that his country is ordering vaccines for 2022 in case regular or booster doses are needed to keep the population immune against variants of COVID-19. Speaking at an online town hall of healthcare workers, Spahn defended the progress made on procuring and administering vaccines, saying 2.3 million of Germany's 83 million people had already received a dose. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
The order echoes an executive order President Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares, and the airport stations and terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are wearing masks. The order takes effect Monday. I'm Ben Thomas.
Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese hosts visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan. Reuters' Soria Ali reports.
Doctors at Qingyin Tan Hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. A team member tweeted saying this was an important opportunity to talk directly with medics who were on the ground at that critical time. Team members leaving the hospital did not speak to journalists who have been kept at a distance since the group left its quarantine hotel on Thursday. The WHO-led probe has been plagued by delays, concern over access, and bickering between Beijing and Washington. The group's itinerary has not been announced, but the WHO has said the team plans to visit the seafood market at the center of the early outbreak, as well as the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. Indian farmers taking part in more than 2 months of protest against new agriculture laws have begun a hunger strike to reaffirm the peaceful nature of their movement following violent clashes with police. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Protest leaders say the hunger strike is timed to coincide with the death anniversary of Indian independence leader Mahatma Gandhi, who was famed for his non-violent resistance to colonial rule. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped on the edge of New Delhi since November, seeking the repeal of laws they say will favor large agribusiness and corporations. Modi and his allies say the laws are necessary to modernize Indian agriculture. Multiple rounds of talks between the two sides have been unsuccessful, yet both sides appear to be growing more entrenched. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The Sundance Film Festival kicks off Sunday in Dallas, Texas, and one film highlights the career of Rita Moreno, one of the few people in the entertainment industry to win the EGOT, Julie Walker reports.
Rita Moreno exploded on the screen in West Side Story, but Rita Moreno, just a girl who decided to go for it, is her story. And she calls it real compared to the documentaries she's seen.
I've always thought, well, gee, that's just too perfect all the time. So I just made sure that I was perfect some of the time.
It's a raw look at her life, her relationship with Marlon Brando, the racism she faced in her career.
You are Puerto Rican, so you're not worth much.
The film was produced by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Norman Lair. It airs on PBS later this year. I'm Julie Walker.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.